for you personally, though, this is, I guess, third year physically, but second year player, right, the Jags. So, but you came in undrafted from Bethune-Cookman, you know, not many scouts there, kind of under the radar. But you've really made yourself. I mean, you've developed and gotten bigger, and what has changed from maybe your rookie year, the first year here, to now? How different of a player are you now than you were then?
Probably my knowledge of the game. I think it's a lot different. Things I knew then, I didn't know as much then as I know now. And taking the coach, I think I'm taking the coaching a lot better, you know, than I was rookie year.
Instead of trying to do a different crew too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
You're one of the few that's still around from the old guard.
Yeah, I think it's about me, Dre, Anger, Mike Brown. And can't forget about JB, Justin Blackman, too.
That's right.
So about five of us.
It's funny because a lot of people were like, oh, this defensive end made this great play, but you used to be a receiver, didn't you? Like when you first got to college, you were...
They recruited me to play receiver. I was like 210 pounds maybe going into college. You know, I was like 200 pounds in high school, so... Yeah, 200 pounds playing receiver in college. I redshirted that year, so I didn't get to actually suit up. And they moved me to defense the next year, so that's when I started putting on weight. They liked what they saw there and just ran with it.
I was also 200 pounds going into college, but I gained weight in other different ways than you, I'm sure. So I didn't really – I wasn't as – just a little different. Let's leave it
I got
that.
You. It's a GoPro right here?
Yeah, it's a GoPro.
I had a GoPro.
What happened to it?
Lost it in Miami.
Lost it?
On jet skis.
I knew there had to be some good story to that because you don't just lose a GoPro unless you're skydiving and it falls off your head. Or
like my friend threw it to me and the throw didn't reach me. Like we were on two separate jet skis. The throw didn't reach me and like it hit the water and we kind of paused for a second to see if it would float. I don't know why we would think that. That thing sunk so fast, man. I was amazed. And it had like a clear case, so when it sunk, like it just... It disappeared almost.
It's probably still there in good shape.
Yeah, it probably is. At the bottom
it's waterproof,
of the,
right?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of South Beach.
It's getting fantastic footage of
We have some great footage, too.
All right, so we're going to Riverside Presbyterian Day School today to talk about eating habits. What did you eat for breakfast today, Ryan?
I ate some bacon. I had a lot of fruit today, too. I had a few bacon strips and a lot of fruit today.
So what's the message today? Is it
the message is to eat a complete breakfast, a lot of veggies and fruits, and you know, so they can grow up to be big and strong, and you know, be attentive in class and stuff like that. So that's the message we want to get across to the kids today. You know, don't eat so much junk food and you know, snacks and all that kind of stuff that'll eventually slow you down throughout the day. You know, and they're little kids, they want to eat. You know, a lot of snacks and candies right now, but...
Big kids want to eat like me. I want to eat all that, too.
Right.
And I probably need to stay and listen to the speech, too, it sounds like, since I'm not eating breakfast.
I mean, it will help a little bit. Speech will probably be beneficial, maybe, to a few.
But don't look at me. I mean...
I'm going to look at the GoPro.